Today's audio is going to be a little different than normal. I want to preface with, I have never met an ugly person in my life. I think part of what's so beautiful about fucking an orgasm and I need to stop to get through this. I think that what's so beautiful about sex is that everyone is so unique. But I think that everyone gets in their head that there's a certain way that they need to be. So, I'm going to dedicate this audio to something that I love. Remembering that I love everybody and everybody. And I'll touch on that tomorrow. But today, if you're a little insecure about your tummy, this audio is for you. You see, I've never been with a woman who had a perfect six-pack. Hell, I don't even know that I've seen one in real life. But I have been with lots of absolute goddesses of women with a nice big tummy. I was always so ashamed of it, for no reason. You see, all sorts of people have all sorts of things that they're into. To assume that there's only one body type out there that men can be attracted to is kind of silly, don't you think? Sure, there will be men that like whatever's popular, whatever they see on TV, but there will also be men out there that love a woman with a little bit of a curve, something to squeeze while they fuck them from behind, big hips to pull on, to make sure they fuck the deepest parts of you as hard as they fucking can. And there'll be men like me that love everybody. But I have to admit, one of the hardest times I've ever come in my entire life was being ridden by a gorgeous woman, holding her tits in her hands, bouncing her brain away. I don't know what possessed me, but I reached up and grabbed her tummy. I grabbed it with both hands, a big squish and a grab in my fucking palms. I could tell she didn't know what to feel. She was nervous at first, maybe she'd been teased before. Maybe she wasn't sure what I was thinking, but when she saw my hands holding her like that and felt how fucking hard I was inside of her, I locked eyes with her. And I fucked her harder than I have ever fucked anyone in my entire life. She was on top, she was in control, but next thing you know, she's just barely keeping herself off of me, trying to hang there in the air while I railed her fucking senseless. Oh, I held her by the hips and fucked her like a goddamn toy. Oh, I squeezed and I grabbed and I held and I squished every fucking inch of that belly. Oh god, it was so fucking sexy. Oh fuck. And you see, I don't know what it was, but in that moment, it was like my hands were the most powerful sexual organ on my fucking body. It was like my hands felt everything that was on the other side of my fucking cock. Oh, God. And when I came, oh, fuck, when I came, I let out the loudest howl I have ever made, and I filled her up. I fucked that greedy pussy as hard as I fucking could, and I didn't goddamn stop when I was coming. Oh, no, not at all. I kept fucking going. And then she said the most beautiful words. Squeeze my tummy and get me pregnant. And I fucking screamed. I was already coming, but oh, I could come harder, and God, I did. Oh, God. Oh, oh, fuck. Even thinking about it now. I guess the moral of the story is, before I can't exactly talk anymore, is that if you're out there and self-conscious about your tummy, just know that somewhere out there, there's a porn star with a dick who could hit all the perfectly right places. Who would fucking come the thickest load of his life inside you while he grabs you by that tummy you're self-conscious about and fills you the fuck up. Oh, fuck. Well, I don't remember what I was gonna say, but I think that's okay. Fuck. I need to go get some water. God damn.